On this vote, the yeas are 67 and the nays are 33. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
12 Republican senators joined their Democratic counterparts in the Senate this morning in moving that budget bill forward, clearing a test vote and ending debate over the bipartisan deal. The measure now moves toward final passage and a possible vote tomorrow, needing only a simple majority from the Democratic-controlled Senate to pass. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner has been watching all of this today. And David, yesterday we had our scorecards out and the deal was in question. So who changed their minds and why?
Well, Robin, I don't know if anyone who voted to block a filibuster of the budget today changed his or her mind about it. I think it's more that only half of those dozen Republicans who voted with Democrats had announced their intention to do so beforehand. And those that did all said they were doing so despite misgivings about the budget itself. More important to them was getting Congress back to passing budgets instead of contemplating shutdowns. And many of them were also happy that a lot of the automatic spending cuts known as sequestration, which would have hit the Pentagon especially hard next month, were eliminated in this budget. Here's what Budget Committee Chairwoman Patty Murray, the Democrat who worked out this compromise with her House GOP counterpart Paul Ryan, had to say about it today.
This deal is a compromise. It doesn't tackle every one of the challenges we face as a nation, but that was never our goal. This bipartisan bill takes the first steps towards rebuilding our broken budget process and hopefully towards rebuilding our broken Congress.
Murray added that she hoped this deal can be just the first of many bipartisan deals in this divided Congress, though with midterm elections looming next year, she may be overly optimistic.
Well, but David, tell us, why were Democrats, remind us, because we've been hearing about this, but what did Democrats think was missing from this bill?
Well, there are indeed some Democrats who may even vote against this budget on final passage, even though they voted today to move it forward. And what they're mainly unhappy about is something that is not in the deal, and that's an extension of emergency jobless benefits for those who've been unemployed longer than 26 weeks. About 1.3 million unemployed people will lose those benefits 3 days after Christmas if Congress fails to act. Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin urged his colleagues today to extend those benefits.
This is an insurance program. The monies have been collected during good times so that we pay during these times. The money is there. We need to make sure those benefits are continued.
But the House has left for the holidays after passing the budget, so instead of trying to add the jobless benefits extension to the budget, which would require House members to all come back and vote again on the budget, Senate Democrats say the first order of business when they come back in January will be to extend those benefits. Whether the GOP-led House will follow suit is still unknown.
Yeah, and meanwhile, that leaves a gap for a lot of people. As you said, December 28th is when their benefits run
Indeed.
Out. Yep. But address Senate Republicans. We know many of them were opposed to the money that was taken from military retirement benefits in this deal.
Yes. A number of Republicans have cited this as the reason that they could not support the budget. This is a provision that reduces the cost of living adjustment for retirement benefits by 1% for those who've done 20 years of military service but are under the age of 62, which means a savings of $6 billion in the budget. Jeff Sessions, who's the top Republican on the budget panel, urged his colleagues today to oppose the budget.
We're about to have a significant reduction in the retirement benefits of military, disabled military personnel, people who've served 20 years in the United States military. Their pay is going to be cut as much as $70,000 for a staff sergeant over their lifetime.
What Sessions did not mention was that disability pay for those veterans will not be affected and that all the cost of living cuts will be restored when those veterans reach the age of 62.
Yeah. But, David, in the minute we have, how does Paul Ryan emerge from all of this, co-author of this bill? We know John Boehner had to beat back some of the conservative outside groups that were fighting against Paul Ryan's bill. So how does he emerge from this?
Well, you know, I think that Ryan finessed this budget compromise pretty skillfully. He had the full backing of Republican leaders in the House since they were desperate to avoid another politically ruinous shutdown next month. And he got a lot of support for the budget from the increasingly conservative GOP caucus. I think in part that's because they consider Ryan to be one of them. even though some outside conservative groups had warned lawmakers before the vote last week not to support the budget. They got a verbal spanking from Speaker Boehner that I think was a strong endorsement of Ryan, who does seem to have his eye on the White House in 2016, although he's not saying whether or not he's actually going to run.
Yeah. David Welnett, NPR congressional correspondent, and a little bit of the White House there, too. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.